Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Katy Perry with Carson and Kennedy. She's got a new song called Daisies. What do you think about this song, Kennedy?
I think it's just so powerful. You know what I mean? It's just so powerful. You want to sing it in the car as loudly as you can and say, nothing can stop me. Not today.
We had a chance to do a Zoom video chat with Katy Perry last week. It went about 15 minutes. In fact, it went really long. They were texting me in the middle of it like, hey, shut it down. I'm like, hey, Katy has a lot to say. I'm not going to interrupt her or Kennedy. And so we've split it up into two parts. You're going to hear part one right here, and then we're going to air part two coming up at 8:15. She talks a lot about mental health in the second part. It's a really good part of the interview, so make sure you're around for that. And so here we are, just beginning with Katy Perry. Kennedy's at her house. I'm sitting in my son's bedroom, and Katy is, I don't even know where she is. She had a curtain behind her.
She had a fancy little setup.
Yeah, she did.
Hi, guys. Look at you. Are you in your kid's room? Or are you just like...
No, I have a 9-year-old son named Barrett, and my wife works out of the house, so there's not a lot of space. So I take over his room whenever I have to do these, for the most part.
I did an interview at like 5 a.m. for Good Morning America in my 9-year-old stepson's room, space themed. So I was there. You're Dr. Seuss themed. It's awesome. That's awesome. Hi, guys.
Well, it's fantastic to see you. You look amazing.
Thank you. Well, I'm just trying. How am I feeling? Do we have enough time to answer that question?
Sure.
I know. As I like to say, as well as Sheryl Crow said, every day is a winding road. It gets a little bit weirder.
Are you reading What to Expect When You're Expecting as you go along? My wife loved that book.
Oh my gosh, it's the only book that I have been reading. Mm-hmm. It's a great book and very informative and very balanced. Mm-hmm. And thank God, because, you know, there's a lot of things you can't do, or, you know, that people say you can't. And, you know, there's a lot of rules. I mean, you start sacrificing you start becoming a mother or a parent once you conceive. Definitely.
I feel like my sisters anyway, like first baby was, you know, don't touch anything and everything rules and what to expect when you're expecting. And then second baby was like, maybe I'll have sushi.
Sushi. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I actually haven't really had sushi. I've had tuna. Like, I've been like, give me some tuna. I mean, it's a really balanced book, but I was there when my sister gave birth to both of her daughters in her living room, and they are now 3 and 6. And then so I'm around it. I see it, and we all live very close by.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of grown up with kids for the past few years and understanding the role.
Has any of your family given advice to Orlando about being a girl dad?
I mean, maybe my brother-in-law, but I don't know if it's so much advice, but I think during this quarantine, we got to spend, you know, such incredible, concentrated amounts of time together, with my nieces. And I think he's really excited, you know, for a little girl. It's like, they say that little girls are, you know, daddy's little girl. That's how it's going to be. We'll see.
Are you excited? Like, are you to the point, like, are you nesting now? Or are you just still kind of find your way?
I mean, I'm as excited as I can be. I've been every emotion under the sun. I've been overwhelmed. I've been anxious. I've been happy. I've been, you know, I've been overjoyed. I've been depressed. I've been all of it. The world is just a wild time, and it's a wild time to bring life into the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, people were already having those kind of conversations years ago where it's like, man, the world feels a little uncertain, and now it really feels shaky boots. But that's what's happening, and I'm baby out, and I'm moving this train down the station.
Okay, so there's been a lot of talk about those two things, names. Could I get names of one of those two things, please?
Oh, wow. Wouldn't you love that? I haven't decided. I mean, I've decided, obviously, on the record name, but we have yet to decide specifically on her name, because I think we've got options, and she'll tell us what those... I'll look at it and I'll go, oh, yeah, you are her. You are that. But the record, I'm probably going to release the name of the record pretty soon, and maybe more songs. We'll see. I'm just excited. But for now, I'm excited that Daisy's has been like the first official song from the record. It's a super hopeful song, and I think really resonates and continues to grow in the fact that, like, you know, pre-quarantine, it was about my own experience, and it was about my own experience about just being laughed at and made fun of for how big my dreams were. And then in quarantine, it was like, man, don't take for granted anything. And now with, you know, the protests and the world and, you know, the demand for justice and equality, there's a line in the song that is starting to really kind of ring true. That is, it says, why can't it be me? You know, it's like, why can't it be me? And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about whoever's singing that song. It's like, why not? Like, stop putting limits on my dreams or my purpose or fulfilling my fullest potential just because I come from this or just because of, you know, this is who I am. And so I hope that it's an empowering song and gives people's dreams a little bit of wings.
All right. I have to ask you, we are excited. We have a new feature on our show. Arbella Insurance is a big time partner with our radio station and with our show. And they said, hey, we want to sponsor your video interviews because we're doing a lot of them now. And they said, you guys come up with a great name and then we'll sponsor them. We said, great. Kennedy, do you want to tell what the name is? Because this you're the first one in this feature.
Carson and Kennedy Talk to Famous People.
What?
Yes. We decided this lowest common denominator.
You know what? Call it like it is. That's what it is. All right. Famous people.
You're first.
Your fans want to know, this is the question I'm going to ask for the Arbella Insurance fan question. How many other artists are featured on the new album?
I would say that there are features. How about that?
You are just amazing at dodging the question.
It's definitely a feature. It's not a collab record. There's not a lot of that. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to have a feature. And it's an unusual one for sure.
There you go. Part one of our Katy Perry interview, revealing nothing and still giving a fantastic interview.
She's good. She's so good.
Did she say that she's going to wait to name her baby until she's born?
She said they had options.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people do that.
Yeah, because it kind of felt like she said when she sees her, she'll know.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say. You have to look at your baby and you
right.
know.
Right. I thought that was kind of interesting. So there it is. Part one of our video chat with Katy Perry. It's Carson Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.